go to our families, right? Because God has given us those families, right? That's what we believe. God has given those families. Those people in our family are our responsibility. So that's our first responsibility, is to go to our families, and that means that God should be in our house. We should pray. We should teach our children to pray. We should be leading in certainly the adults that are here, and even the children. If no one else is leading, then the children have to lead. We have to lead in prayer. We have to have that in our house. And certainly we have to we have to live out what we believe in our homes. You know, that has to go with what we listen to, what we watch, how we speak, the things we talk about. And certainly as we live this out, I don't think you can live out your Christianity without going to church, right? Because the Bible tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So that's part of, as we witness to our families, as we live out our Christianity to our families, that's part of it. We have to go to church. We have to say that this is important to us. This is fulfilling the commission that God has given us, is to live out our Christianity and get to church and make sure that our families see that that is important. And of course, the next part of the going is that you have to have a church home, a church family, because a lot of that church is, that's your support, right? Okay, so you're bringing your church to family, you're bringing your family to church, and then church is your family. We have a fellowship, potluck luncheon next week, as we fellowship together as a family. We eat together, and as we support and love each other. But so as we go in the commission, part of that is not only going to church, right? But part of that is serving in church, because again, the Great Commission tells us not only to go, but to make disciples, teaching them what God has told us. What God has told us in His Bible. So, in church, we need to be to fulfill the Great Commission, to be in service, and whether that is like Fred at the greeter at the door, or whether that is someone teaching Sunday school, that's all those things are fulfilling the Great Commission as we have service and work within the church. And of course, if you're going to church and you're going to be a witness to your family, it has to be something that's important to you, but you demonstrate the importance of being in church and service by regular attendance, right? Because if you're not very regular, it's not real important. So as we serve, as we're here, when the doors are open, we fulfill the Great Commission. The next thing, I have down here is our friends. Now, I would think by definition, if it's a friend, it's someone you care about, right? If you didn't care about them, then they wouldn't be your friend. But if they're your friend, you care about them. Certainly, you would want them to know the good news that the Great Commission is telling us to tell these people. So as we go out from the doors, and certainly we see more of our friends than we do, you know, strangers on the street, that we have an opportunity to spread the good word, the good news, to our friends. And of course, the witness that you have for going to church and inviting them to church, certainly that is going to help through all of that, because if they're your friend, they know you go to church. So it should be relatively easy to, you know, I'm going to church, you invite me to church. You know, most of your friends wouldn't be surprised. The next thing I have down here is neighbors. Now, on either side of me, both of those neighbors, they both go to church, and they both go to church regularly. We have a new neighbor across the street, and he was doing some remodeling, trying to get the room at the garage, trying to get that done. They were going to turn that into a bakery, but they were doing some work out there, and I was at home. They didn't know me. I hadn't talked to them. And they had called the owner of the house because they knew that her son lived in the neighborhood, and they needed some help. So they called the owner of the old house, or that owned the house before. And she said that no one was available that she knew, but she said, go across the street, and he'll help you. So they came over, and it was, and I don't know what I was doing, but it wasn't like I was in the middle of something, really. So I went over there and helped. Well, that's one of the first things I asked them is where they were going to church, or if they went to church. Because, again, that's part of the Great Commission. God is expecting us to go to our neighbors. And, again, you can't let that guy sit across the street and see him, wave to him every day and say hi and be polite and not tell him and not ask him where he goes. And the next, which is kind of a broad scream, because we've covered everybody really that we've know, right? You know, neighbors, friends, and the next, though, is that as you go, that you need to fulfill a Great Commission. Okay? So as you go to the store, you know, there's an expectation that you fill that Great Commission. You know, you stop and talk to somebody, which is very difficult for me. I have been working on that, to be honest. But I'm not, as you can tell, I'm not a talker. I take my dog to the dog park, and believe it or not, I can be just absolutely content. 30 people there and not talk to a soul. I could sit there for an hour with 30 people around and not talk to a soul. I could do that, and I wouldn't have a problem with that. Okay, of course, the problem is that's not what I'm supposed to do because I have a Great Commission that says that I am to go. And I confess that I am working on that. I'm not very good at that. I'm not very good at that because, like, I mentioned as you go to the store. Well, if I go to the store, I got by and then I leave. Okay, I'm not shopping, so I'm not looking around. So I just don't have a real hard time with striking up a conversation with somebody, particularly at the store. But the idea here is as you go, wherever that is, and sometimes as you go is as you go to work or as you go to the movies or wherever you're going, out to dinner, you know, and that may be a very good place. Because sometimes if you go out to dinner and you pray over your food, okay, there is an opportunity to tell, you know, why are you doing this? You know, the reason you're doing this. So as we go, we are to make disciples. We are to baptize them and to teach them the good news. Now, the church, as a whole, that's what we do, right? Okay? Every step is important, but not every step is done by every person, right? Some people might invite someone to come. Sunday school teacher teaches them God's commandments, okay? The pastor is going to be baptizing them after they get saved. Okay? But each of us has our part. And God has called us to fulfill that part in where he's planted us and who he sends to us, right? So we can't ignore those people who God sends to us, as easy as that would be. And sometimes it's just a matter of looking, right? Because they are around us, right? And I don't remember the numbers in the video this morning as we were 8 million, was it 13 million lost in Illinois alone. So 8 million don't know. Okay, I wasn't paying attention. That wasn't part of it. I just remembered that. So there's 8 million lost in Illinois. So the Bible tells us that the harvest is plentiful, right? But the workers are few. So as each of us does our part, that as a church we can fulfill the Great Commission, and we do. I mean, we reach the world, right? Because we mentioned all the outreach that we have, and I guess I should, as a little caveat here, is that as we give to missions, that's really a gift. Right, I want to make, and maybe I'm standing on my soapbox here a little bit, but hey, it's my somebody gave me this soapbox, so I'm going to stand on my soapbox. As we give to missions, that really shouldn't be our tithe, right? Our tithe goes to the local church. Now, you don't necessarily, unless you're led, you don't necessarily have to give to missions because that's a gift, really above your tithe. Okay, but I want to make sure that we understand that as a church is that your tithe goes to the local church, and then gifts go to missions or gifts go to whatever like building fund even really is would be of a gift, not the local tithe, because I believe, again, since it's my soapbox, that if you give something. If you give your tithe specifically, then you're taking God's leadership out of it. So if you give your tithe to the building fund, you are taking God's leadership out of it. So therefore you should give your tithe to the local church. And you can certainly give to the building fund. I'm not saying that you can't. But it shouldn't really be part of your tithe. And I'm sorry that we got off on that little tangent there, because but even tithing really is part of going, right? Because if we don't support the pastor, if we don't support the church, then the church as a whole cannot go. We cannot serve the community. So even the tithe is really part of going. And do we really feel called to go? Because it's easy to sit in a pew and do nothing, right? I mean, sometimes there are people who will sit in a pew and want to be entertained. And, you know, it's like, okay, this is not really a social club. We're here for a reason. And certainly you can sit in a pew and worship, and you can... and leave here and be filled with the Holy Spirit. But that's not an end unto itself. Again, God has called us to go. And go as we go, we should be spreading the good news. And some of you, as we talked before, may be called to missions. That's certainly a special calling, because it's not easy. I mean, sometimes you would have to go for a year and learn a language before you did any mission work at all. So it is not an easy thing. And as we support missions, we are a loving, giving church as we... To fill the Great Commission. So this morning, I think I will challenge you to, as you go, try to fulfill the Great Commission today. speak to someone that maybe friend. It doesn't have to be someone you don't know. It could be your friend. But think about the Great Commission that we are to go and make disciples and spread, really to spread the good word, the good news that Jesus really is the Savior and has died for our sins. So as we have our band come this morning, as we have our invitation, if you are called to missions and you come to pray, or if you want to come and pray about your call in your life, I would invite you to do that this morning. And certainly, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you don't have that commission on your life, because Jesus is not going to tell you what to do, because you are not the servant of the great King. So if you're interested to know how to become a Christian, Jesus is calling you today. If we truly believe that, then we can go and spread the good news. I would like to remind you that tonight Rob is going to be bringing our message tonight, and there will be choir practice tonight at 5, right?
Yes.
So we're working on the second song. If you still have time, a little time to get in, if you're interested in that. So let's close in prayer this morning. My most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the beautiful day that you have given us. Father, I'd ask that you be with our pastor as he is recuperating, Father, as he gets well. Father, I would ask you to lay your hand of mercy and grace and power on Rob as he prepares for tonight. And be with us all as we leave this morning, as we seek out those who are lost. All this we pray in your precious name. Amen.